Well, what are Syrians making of this latest surprising turn? Sam Dagger is Middle East correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. He's one of the few Western reporters in Damascus, and he is with us via Skype, so the line may be a bit shaky. But Sam, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, Sam, we know that Syria's foreign minister says his country accepts the proposal to put the chemical arsenal under international control. What else are officials there saying today?
Sure. We just had a statement from the Prime Minister, Wael al-Haliki, and he spoke after a weekly cabinet meeting. And he said, to quote him, that he supports the Russian initiative that strives to stem the blood of Syrians and prevent a war whose repercussions could spread beyond the region, end of quote. And he also said that Syria was ready to cooperate with all initiatives aimed at defusing the war, but gave absolutely no details or specifics how this would be achieved.
Well, and many in this country have raised the idea that this could just be a delaying tactic. Do we know whether the Syrian regime is moving some of the chemical weapons in the arsenal into other areas, dispersing them?
It's very hard to tell, Jeremy, because first of all, the Syrian regime has yet to acknowledge it possesses such chemical weapons. I mean, we just had the president himself speaking to CBS last week here in Damascus, and I think the interview was aired in the U.S. on Monday, and he pretty much said this was a state secret, and it's a military issue that couldn't be discussed with outsiders, as he put it.
So they haven't acknowledged that they have a chemical arsenal, but the foreign minister says the country is willing to put the chemical arsenal under international control?
Exactly.
Well, so what is the regime doing then by welcoming this initiative from Russia?
Exactly. I think their main motivation here is to try to at least neutralize or delay any U.S. military action, and to put the whole matter back at the United Nations, back at the Security Council. And this is what they may succeed in doing now, and they've actually even forged a good report with the U.N. Chemical weapons inspectors, or investigators, as they like to call them here, who were in Damascus. They were here to investigate previous incidents or allegations of chemical weapons use in which both the regime and the rebels have blamed each other. And that attack or alleged suspected chemical weapons attack occurred in the Damascus suburbs while the investigators were here. I think what motivates the regime mainly at this point is to delay or hopefully neutralize any U.S. military action, and obviously to buy time to do what they do best here, to maneuver, to exploit the rifts in the and the discord on the world scene.
How are ordinary Syrians viewing all of this? Is an attack expected? Do people think that it's imminent at this point, or have people stood down a bit amid the increasing diplomacy that seems to be going on?
People are still confused as to what could ultimately happen. I mean, at the beginning of all of this, when we thought that a U.S. response would be imminent, people were rushing to stockpile on food and other essentials. Some people left Damascus and went to neighboring Lebanon. People are kind of moving on with their lives at this point and kind of not thinking about it as much. But I can tell you that some of the people who are opposed to the regime here in Damascus have given up entirely on any U.S. action, and they say it's all a conspiracy and that the U.S. is ultimately in cahoots with the regime, and everything it does is intended to prolong the life of this regime. So a pretty bitter reaction from some of the anti-regime people here in Damascus.
And what about this idea that there could be retaliation? President Assad hinted at that in his interview with Charlie Rose, saying that if the U.S. did attack, that there could be some retaliation, perhaps against U.S. ships in the Mediterranean. How serious is that threat?
Well, again, I mean, besides Mr. Assad, other officials have made similar threats. I interviewed a senior member of parliament recently, and he told me that immediately Hezbollah would attack Israel if there was any strike against the regime by the U.S., and he said that Hezbollah and the Syrian army were, for all intents and purposes, one body now, and that few people on the outside understood this. And then also I interviewed the deputy foreign minister, Faisal al-Mekdad, and he said that Syria would even retaliate against neighboring countries like Turkey and Jordan if they were to be involved in any U.S. military action against the regime.
Sam Dagher of the Wall Street Journal joining us from Damascus, Syria. Sam, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.